Okay, hey, Mike Causey, welcome to your turn. A little glitch here. I pushed the wrong button. Sorry about that. Glad to have you with us today here on your turn. We got a really good show. One of my favorite subjects, FEA, which in governmentese stands for the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund. And FEA is very much in the news these days because of the furloughs that have hit, I guess, half of the federal family. About one in every two people now has suffered some furlough time, in some cases 5 to 7 days. And FEA is right in the midst of it, and talking to us today is the Executive Director, Steve Bauer. And Steve is currently at the Federally Employed Women Conference in Orlando, correct?
That is correct, Mike.
Steve, hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for agreeing to spend some time with us. Before we get into the background of FEA and how it got started, which I think is fascinating, and yeah, I think if people are going to give money to a charity, they need to know as much about it as possible. But bring us up to speed right now. You guys are up to your ledgers, I guess, in requests for people who are trying to get no-interest loans.
Yeah, it's been absolutely incredible with the number of people that have been impacted by this, and it's the least fortunate among us that are impacted the most. Generally, people that are on the lower end of the pay scale, very frequently single parents, struggling when they get a full paycheck to meet all their obligations and keep a roof over their head and food on the table and the lights on in their house. And now that the furloughs have hit, oftentimes after something else has happened in their life, which has either impacted their income or increased their expenses, they just can't cut it, and they don't know where to turn. Thankfully, many of them know about FEA, and more thankfully, we've been able to help many, many folks so far.
Well, you know, it's always easy to say that people should save for a rainy day and budget and be careful with their money. You know, be as frugal and as careful as I am, quote. But in fact, what was the situation you were talking about the other day about a young woman in California? She had 3 or 4 children, single parent, and one of them had to go in for a regular blood test because of leukemia.
Exactly. She has a child, a 13-year-old son who has leukemia, and she is in California, but the children's hospital that she has to take him to is not very close to her house, and she has to take 3 days off every month without pay in order to have him tested to get his blood counts taken care of and any treatment that's necessary. It's the same thing that any one of us, you or I or anybody listening, would do for their child, but then take on top of that, and she actually has 6 people in her family, and she is the sole breadwinner for that family. And now furlough day, and boom, she cannot pay her rent.
The largest round of furloughs has been in defense, obviously, because it's the biggest federal agency. But some of those defense employees have been furloughed 1 day per week, not 1 day per pay period, correct?
Yes, I anticipate that the record number of applications we're getting will be left in the dust in the coming weeks, because most DOD employees had a recent paycheck with 1 furlough day, but now the furlough days are weekly, so the next paycheck they receive will have 2 furlough days on it, meaning their income has dropped 20%.
Okay, that's a stretch for even those of us who say we're planning and being very frugal in budgeting. 20% pay cut is a tough thing, and of course that impacts everything else too. It impacts their sort of savings plan contributions if they can even afford to make them at that level. How do these loans work? I mean, if I'm a Defense Department employee, I work for HUD, I'm with EPA or EEOC, one of these agencies that have had furloughs, what do I have to do to apply for a loan?
Well, you do have to fill out an application. It is relatively simple. It is available on our website at FEA.org, and I know Federal News Radio has a link to it right now. You get the application. We require the least amount of documentation possible, but that documentation is things like an SF-50 to show that you're a federal employee who you work for, a pay stub showing the loss of income due to the furloughs, and then some kind of documentation for what else has been going on in your life. As I mused on another show not too long ago, I said evidence of what we would call a pre-existing condition, and And some people called and said, oh, so I have to have a medical problem? No, it can be a medical problem, but it can be anything else that's happened. We had one where an employee's mother was gravely ill, and she had to rush off and fly across the country to be by her bedside. She got there not only in time, but her mother improved dramatically, and she flew back home. So that was a pretty expensive trip for her. She got back home, and a week later, her mother died, and she had to fly back for the funeral. Airlines have bereavement fares, and that means you get
but you pay up front,
a $4 discount.
And,
it's still very expensive to fly at the last minute anywhere. And, she was in terrible shape, and then she gets furloughed. It's just one thing after another, and it's enough to bring you down. So those are the basic things that people submit to us. We pay creditors directly. We don't want to mistakenly support an alcoholic or a drug addict because we're not face-to-face with most of these people. So if we're trying to keep them in their home, our check is made out to the landlord. So, we need a copy of their lease, for example, or it may be keeping the air conditioning on in 104 degrees in St. Louis in the middle of the summer. And we will get a copy of the utility bill, and the check will be made out to the utility company, so we know we're accomplishing what we're setting out to do.
Well, anybody who's been a parent knows that drill. Make it out to the college. Make it out to the landlord. Don't make it out to junior, just in case. Well, and I think this is, not only is this common sense and logical, but this is should be reassuring to the people who donated to FIA, because, as you said, you're not subsidizing somebody's bad habits or sloth or misadventures. They have to have proof. So if I'm a federal worker and I make an application to FIA, and I assume I can do much of this online, but I need to be able to show you what my income was before and after. So I need an after-the-fact pay stub showing there was a 10% cut or a 20% pay cut because of furlough.
Exactly.
And I need a document.
Will show the unpaid day.
Right, okay. Okay.
Exactly.
And then I need to show you the bill or the statement from the landlord or something saying this is how much I must have in order to get through this month. And how long does it take? How long does the process take? Because I know you've been swamped.
We have been swamped in the past, and keep in mind we do this year round, and every day we're helping federal employees who fall into hard times, even before the furloughs. We have always said 24 to 48 hours we turn around a check. We've been maintaining that, except that a lot of people who are submitting applications have not submitted the documentation we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So we have to get back to them. That's delaying some. But I do fear with the DOD two-day short paycheck that it may be taking a little longer than that. But
Steve, hold that thought.
We need as much staff as possible.
We need to take a break here on Federal News Radio 1500, WFED 1500. We'll be right back.
Cyber solutions for 2013 and beyond. Stopping attacks and navigating a changing landscape. A discussion with leaders from industry and government. Sponsored by Merlin International. Now, Kelly Dempsey, Senior Information Security Specialist in the Information Technology Lab at NIST.
Baseline controls like least privilege and authentication requirements, and make sure that people, insiders, don't have access to information they don't need access to. And I think in a lot of organizations that ends up, people get access creep and they end up with access to information that they don't really need to do their job. That's, like I said, almost going backwards, because that's an idea, that's a concept that's been around for a long time, but it's an important one.
With today's dynamic cyber threats, your agency needs a security partner with solid expertise. Merlin International and industry partner NetApp are recognized leaders in cybersecurity, creating effective solutions deployed for the federal government. Learn more at merlin-intl.com. Merlin. Secure. Performance. The Advanced Alliance Solutions Team, led by Technical and Management Resources, Inc., is a GSA Alliance small business contract holder. Here's President and CEO Linda Carr.
The Advanced Alliance Solutions team consists of 7 IT firms. Collectively, our core competencies cover all of the functional areas of the Alliance contract and supports agencies' enterprise IT requirements. For potential small business teaming opportunities, please contact us at advancedalliant.com.
To learn more, visit advancedalliant.com.
What is GSA's Public Building Service doing to enhance the management of its real estate portfolio? What kinds of investments are being made to repair and maintain the nation's public buildings? How is PBS better using government-owned space, making federal real estate smaller and more efficient? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and so much more with Dorothy Robine, Commissioner, Public Building Service, U.S. General Services Administration, on the next The Business of Government Hour. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Hi, I'm Hugh Scott, a retired Navy hospital corpsman and nurse. For over 27 years, I took care of the wounded, but in 2010, I became the patient. All of a sudden, VA's patient portal, My Healthy Vet, became my online safety net. I rely on My Healthy Vet for continuity of care, to manage my health records, and ease my anxiety as a cancer patient. Having information available to me 24/7 on VA's My Healthy Vet helps me feel more in control. With My Healthy Vet, I can communicate with my doctors using secure messaging, view my VA lab results, and even see my VA clinical notes. It's proven. More and more veterans are using My Healthy Vet and getting the upgraded account to do more online. Veterans want this information. It's your care. It's your life. My Healthy Vet is celebrating 10 years of online access. If you're not online, do like I did and enroll today at www.myhealth.va.gov.
The leader in informational seminars on federal benefits, financial, and retirement planning. NITP was established in 1984 and is 100% devoted to federal planning seminars. The mission is to educate federal employees and enable them to make fully informed decisions regarding their financial futures and retirement options. Through a variety of teaching platforms and seminars, NITP has the experience to help with your planning needs. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com for more information.
If you're not reading federalnewsradio.com, you're missing out on the most read website in the federal market, featuring federal news and information that affects you every day. Here's what readers are saying about federalnewsradio.com.
I get updated on what's happening before we get the announcement from headquarters.
I get news here I can't seem to find anywhere else.
Federal News Radio treats federal employees as if we were human. What a refreshing change.
Make it your daily read for the news you need. federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey. I'm talking with Steve Bauer. He's Executive Director of FEA, which stands for Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund. And this is a real labor of love for me because I guess I've known of and dealt with FEA since the inception. And Steve, we were talking before the break about the fact that the Defense Department, which is, the largest federal agency, it's had the most furloughs. 600,000 people have been furloughed, and in the first week, their paycheck would reflect one furlough day, but you say the second one coming up is going to reflect 2 days of furlough. That's a 20% pay cut.
Yes, and that's pretty frightening, and it would be for anybody, and it's frightening for us because of the number of people that we believe will be coming to us for help. It may slow down the processing, and of course, the biggest concern of all that we have, as much as we absolutely adore helping people that need help like this who are, you know, are in this situation through no fault of their own, is having to say at some point, we can't help you because we just don't have any more money.
Well, the IRS, too, has had a huge number of 60,000 people have been furloughed, and they've been hit by this, too. At what point does the pot run dry here? What are FEA's reserves, if any?
Well, we do have some reserves, but a lot of them are set aside for some of our featured programs, like the full college scholarships for the 200 children that lost a parent in the Oklahoma City Federal Building and those that lost a parent in 9/11 in the Pentagon. We have a diplomatic fund that provides $8,500 a year scholarships to children who lost a parent overseas performing a diplomatic mission. So we do have some serious obligations, ones that we have funded and we have reserves for. But we are probably not knowing what our donations will be from any given day or month, somewhere in the range of a month away of eating through our reserves, and we'll have to get creative at that point. You know, we do have a line of credit that we can tap, but I'm not sure we made it clear to people to understand that FIA is a charity, a 501c charity, just like United Way or Red Cross or the Cancer Society. We do not get federal funds. This is all funded through donations from employees who give to us, many of them through the combined federal campaign, individuals that donate to us online, and very importantly every year, but much more so this year, through corporate sponsors, people that deal with federal employees every day and want to give back to the folks that support them.
Well, I know I've been at a number of these conferences where you're attending representing FIA, and you have raffles and auctions and whatnot, and it seems that at each and every one, in addition to any regular contribution that they make, but the people from GEICO and Blue Cross Blue Shield and long-term care partners and tell me if I'm leaving anybody out, but they will come up with a check very quietly, very discreetly, and hand you a check for FIA that's over and above the corporate amounts they set aside.
They are Blue Cross and Blue Shield, GEICO in particular, but certainly long-term care partners and feds and now Angility Corporation and many others are incredible supporters. I was just invited to speak, and I like to do that because I can tell them what we've done with their donations at a national conference that Blue Cross Blue Shield sponsored. I get there, and they say, oh, by the way, Steve, we decided to forego our welcoming gifts to the 400 people here from around the country, so here's a check for $3,000.
Outstanding. That is amazing. Yeah.
And that happened to be in Florida as well, and the hosts were Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida. They came up with some beautiful denim bags that they were selling for $10, and $5 paid their cost, and the other $5 went to FIA. I got back to the office, and we had a $2,000 check from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of federal workers, I think, distrust the corporate world and don't like government contractors. But there are times when some of the really big boys, GEICO and Blue Cross Blue Shield, really come through for them.
Absolutely, and they do it, as you said, some very often quietly. I mean, certainly they don't mind getting publicity like this.
Yeah, well, that's Stevie there. Okay, we've
Can
lost.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
You got me back.
We got you back, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Florida thunderstorms. But these companies do it quietly. They don't mind the publicity, but they really do it because they appreciate their clientele, which are federal employees.
Yeah, no, I've seen it again and again at GEICO functions. And the idea of foregoing the welcoming gifts for people, that is a very classy thing to do. By the way, we've got a couple of emails directed to me, but for you. One, a woman says, she says, FIA does such good work. I'm so proud of it. And she said, I don't do computers, so she's not going to make a donation online. But she said to tell you that you're doing good work and the check really is in the mail. So there's your mail. And another lady from the Internal Revenue Service in Cincinnati said that she didn't know if groups were eligible for this, but we have a thing here at Federal News Radio modestly called the Causey Awards, and it's for people who are in HR and people helping people fields, and we give out four or five of them each year to people who've been nominated and gone through the process. And she said, I don't know if it's possible for an organization to be nominated, but if it is, I nominate FIA for it. So you may be hearing from us yet, Steve.
That would be outstanding. You know, we're again talking about corporate sponsors and some of the amazing things and how invested they get in helping federal employees. You know, after 9/11, we raised a lot of money that we needed to raise. For one thing, we provided about $400,000 in emergency assistance in the first 2 months after 9/11 to federal families. But we also set up a scholarship program for the children who lost a parent there. And this means a full college scholarship to whatever school they can get into. And we've put some kids through amazing schools, and many of them have graduated already, and some gone into government service, and they really appreciate it. But folks in D.C. may remember there was a gigantic benefit concert set up after 9/11 at RFK Stadium, and they picked three charities to be the beneficiaries of that, and the other two will go unnamed, but were household name charities, mm-hmm. very large charities, and FIA was the third one, and we were very excited about that. And then they said, oh, and by the way, we're going to be broadcasting this over radio stations from coast to coast and inviting people to donate. You need to have an 800 number so people can call and donate online. I have an 800 number, but I also have five employees at that mm-hmm. time. And, you know, I can't set up a special 800 number. It's like, what am I going to do? How are we going to get people? I figure I can probably get volunteers to answer the phone. But, you know, we're talking for 12 hours having a phone bank. And I went to GEICO. And I said, you know, you're always advertising. Call us in 15 minutes. You can save money. And, I've done that myself. I'm a GEICO policyholder. But I said, could you possibly? And they said, no problem. They set up a special 800 number that people could call in. We had volunteers manning those phones. I think we maybe took $5,000 in pledges. But
amazing.
After the concert was over,
yeah.
We got a check for $500,000 as one of the three recipients of the gate proceeds and the sales there and so on. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely amazing.
Well, and you need it every –
I
wanted to ask you about that, too, because I think that is your finest hour up to the, including now, and it's been ongoing for more than 20 years. But in case people missed what you said, after the bombings in Oklahoma City, the Alfred Murrow Building, the federal center there, there were 200 children, including one who was not yet born, who were orphaned by that by the explosions. And FIA stepped in and said to all of those kids, including the unborn child, you get into a college, we'll pay your way, full ride. And you know, it's still going on. It's been 20 years.
Exactly. It's 18 years now. And,
okay.
And we got about four to go because of those very young children just entering college. My wife's favorite number, lucky number, is six. I could never figure out why, but it's now my favorite because that's how many kids that we have left out of those 200 that we haven't put through college. So, and we'll take care of those six.
Well, you've been a surrogate parent to, I guess, many, if not most of these kids, haven't you?
Many of them contact us. A lot of them, surprise, surprise, had psychological problems.
Yes.
After losing a parent or, their only parent in some cases in a bombing like that. You know, one day their parent goes off to work and doesn't come home. So particularly in the early years, a lot of kids had trouble getting through college, concentrating and so on. And, you know, we've had kids that took 6 years to get their degree, which is not unusual for a perfectly healthy child. But we've had to counsel and talk through, and, you know, they may have changed schools, changed majors, dropped out for a while and went back to school. So we've been through all of those things with a lot of these kids. But as I know you know, Mike, and other people may not realize, it's incredible how many of these children decided to go into what I call helping professions.
I was going to ask you, public service, yeah.
Yeah, it may not even be public service. It may be a speech therapist. It may be a special education teacher. In some cases, certainly a government employee, but nurses. I think it reflects the help they've gotten, but it also reflects that what was passed along to these children from their parents who were faithful government servants.
Yeah, well, need to take a real short break here. We'll be back here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Tom, you were supposed to be at the Jones hearing this morning. That bill is important to us.
I was there all morning.
Wait a second. Sally said you picked up your lab results from the doctor this morning.
I did. I got all of my lab results, asked my doctor a question, and ordered 2 prescription refills. But I never left the hearing.
How did you do that?
Kaiser Permanente. They send lab results electronically.
Huh.
I can also email my doctor's office and order most prescription refills electronically.
No kidding.
While I was in the Senate hearing, I even made a follow-up appointment for next week at their new care center by Union Station.
Tom, you did all of that from your cell phone?
Yep, from the hearing room.
Huh.
That's why I joined Kaiser Permanente. They're probably the most electronically connected care team in the country. Plus, they have great quality and service ratings. I checked them out on the NCQA website. So relax. I never left the hearing room, and I had it all covered.
I never doubted you for a second, Tom.
Kaiser Permanente, the future of healthcare today.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Do you work in procurement for a federal agency? Are you working late at night, scrambling to make all your IT purchases? Yeah, it's a pain. But if, while you're cranking away, you start feeling underappreciated, don't. Because every one of you is doing something great, making the government work smarter and faster and better. And Force 3 is right there with you. We have live operators working late every night. We're an authorized contract holder of Soup 4. We have a huge GSA schedule. We think fast, we act fast to match your energy and your commitment. Because we want to see you do great things. For whatever you need this time of year, call Force 3 at 800-391-0204. Because if you're working, we're working. Force 3, let's do something great. Force 3 is a leading provider of HP to the federal government. HP, always on, always connected. Visit force3.com to find out more about our leading technologies.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
The Pentagon may share some of its radio airwaves with the private sector. In a letter released by the Federal Communications Commission on Tuesday, DOD is offering to share the frequencies from 1755 megahertz to 1780 megahertz with wireless and internet companies. The military would rearrange its system within that slice of the spectrum, as well as the 2025 to 2110 megahertz band. I'm J.J. Green.
EADS North America congratulates the U.S. Coast Guard on earning the Department of Homeland Security's Acquisition Program of the Year Award for the HC-144 Maritime Patrol Aircraft. From border patrol and drug interdiction to disaster response and search and rescue, the HC-144 is playing a vital role in protecting Americans every day. We are proud to deliver this essential aircraft to our Coast Guard partners on schedule and on cost. EADS North America, commitment defines us.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, every Friday morning at 11. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth, Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community, sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to Fed Talk at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week on Fed Talk, host Jenny Mattingly will delve into agency performance issues with two experts, John Desenberg of the Performance Institute and John Kamensky with IBM Center for the Business of Government.
Mosquitoes thrive in wet environments, which might seem strange in one respect. How do their fragile bodies survive the impact of raindrops 50 times their weight? Mosquitoes have long wings and legs, so they just get momentarily spun in the air when a raindrop applies a glancing blow, says David Hu, a Georgia Tech engineer. He used high-speed videos to show even in a direct hit, because the insect's so light.
The mosquito and the drop, they sort of join together, and they fall together for about 5 to 20 body lengths before separating.
That's only a problem very close to the ground. So Hu says engineers making tiny robotic flyers could mimic a mosquito's lightweight design to reduce the force of any impacts. And
we think if designers build in these long appendages, it'll basically allow them to always separate from the colliding object without even trying.
To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Your Turn. Mike Clausy here, and I'm talking with Steve Bauer. He's executive director of FEA. That's the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund, and they are a Feds Helping Feds charity, and they get an awful lot of help, as Steve explained earlier in the show, from corporate sponsors like GEICO and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
who've raised amazing amounts of money for FIA. And we're going to get at the end of the show, we're going to recap how, if you want one of these no-cost loans from FIA, how you go about it if you're a federal worker. It's going to get worse before it gets better, because the Defense Department people who had been furloughed one day a week have since been furloughed one day a pay period, have since been furloughed one day per week, and those checks are coming up, so that will be a 20% hit. Their take-home pay will be reduced by 20%, and for a lot of people, that's just literally unacceptable. It can't do it. Steve, we're talking about your work, FIA's work with providing full-ride scholarships for the children of the whose parents were killed in the bombing in Oklahoma City and 9/11 and whatnot. And I talked to a woman once, and she said she was in the third grade. This is in Oklahoma City. She was in the third grade, and they told her that night when she got home that, you know, your mama went to work today. I think she worked for the Secret Service. But she went to work today. She won't be coming home. That's how she got the news. And this, you know, multiply this by 200 kids at Oklahoma City and a number at the Pentagon. So FIA is really doing wonderful work. You have acted as a surrogate parent for a lot of these kids. And I know you said many of them understandably had emotional and psychological problems because of this, which is probably an ongoing thing. But many of them went into service or caring professions.
Absolutely, it's very rewarding, obviously, and we do it on behalf of all the folks that have donated to us. I mean, I would love to pull out my checkbook and say, "Here, guys," but
yeah.
We're talking big dollars that people willingly give and raise, and it's important for them to hear how that money was used and how much it is appreciated by the recipients of those funds.
Well, now, how did FIA get started? I know a little bit of the history, but I know Bob Tobias, who was the then president of the National Treasury Employees Union, Jerry Shaw, a very prominent lawyer here in Washington with Shaw Bransford and then O'Rourke, and some other people got together and said, "We need something like this."
Exactly. Jerry Shaw was not just the lawyer, but he had started the Senior Executive Association, which is thriving now. And Bob Tobias was with NTEU. Jim Pierce was with NEFE, National Federation of Federal Employees. And I was with the Social Security Administration at the time and president of the National Council of Social Security Management Associations. And while if you wore a uniform and you're in the military service, you were used to having somebody around when you needed a helping hand, and that would have been Army Emergency Relief or Navy Marine Corps Relief Society or Air Force Aid Society or Coast Guard Mutual Assistance. But if you were a civilian in any of those agencies, let's say a welder on a ship in San Diego, and you needed help and you went to Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, they'd say, "Sorry, we can't help you. You're not
yeah.
in uniform." So there was a real need for this. It was just started up. We borrowed funds from the various organizations that helped found it. And now here we are still in existence some 25 years later and $20 million in benefits to federal employees who were in need of that. We're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish, and we haven't done it alone. Many other organizations besides Social Security and NEFI and NTEU and SEA have joined our board over the years. AFGE is another union, and as you hear these names, you realize it's a pretty eclectic board. They're all on the board because they're interested in helping federal employees.
And they really, given their seal of approval, that's what the members want to hear, that this outfit has been vetted, it's in good shape, and I'm going to give to it. It's interesting that Jerry Shaw was one of the founding fathers, because Jerry was a medevac pilot in Vietnam, one of the dust-off guys. And probably if there was a more dangerous job in Vietnam, I can't think of it. And I think he was shot down a couple of times. But talk about being into the giving services and helping people out. That's a very good, very good start for them.
Absolutely. We've got the Federal Managers Association, Federally Employed Women. I'm here at their mm-hmm. conference. Blacks in Government, Professional Managers Association. Most recently, the American Foreign Service Association. And we also have the folks from FAA, from their Management Association. So we've got a lot of people on the board, and most of those have, you know, we talked about corporate support. Most of these organizations are incorporated, and they support FIA as what we call corporate friends. You know, for as little as $500, an organization, even a very small organization, can become a corporate friend of FIA. Individuals can become what we call friends of FIA. You know, I join every year for, you can set up a recurring donation on our website. So, they support us in many ways, and certainly their seal of approval is important, but they also contact their membership. You know, as you well know in your business, you can't like press a button and say, send this email to all federal employees. You know, it can't be done.
Yeah.
But, you know, NEFI can contact all of their members, and as can AFGE, as can PMA and FMA. So they can send out information about FIA, very importantly reminding people how to get help when something happens, but also how they can donate and help out.
Right, and again, coming from the union, that is the good housekeeping seal of approval. See, with all of the good work that FIA does and the scholarships, which are heart-rending and heartbreaking when you hear some of the stories, and the individuals you've helped and the people that FIA is helping now, thanks to contributions from corporations and from individual federal workers. But my favorite is this unassuming man who gets on an airplane with a suitcase full of cash and flies to Florida, was it?
It was indeed.
And that man would be you. I'm waiting to do the Hollywood treatment for this, a screenplay. But tell us about that time. I love it.
Well, we all are young and foolish at one point in our lives. It was early years of FIA. As I said, I was on the original board of directors, but I took over in 1989 as executive director. And my first experience with a large disaster that affected federal employees was Hurricane Andrew. For those that remember, Hurricane Andrew tore through southern Florida, basically wiped out the town of Homestead, as well as devastating a lot of South Miami and the surrounding areas. And, you know, this was a time where, God, we barely had cell phones, if anything else. Mm-hmm. It was just a different era, if you will. You know, if you needed money, you could go to an ATM for those that were around, or you would go to your bank. Well, folks at Homestead Air Force Base, and there was a lot of civilians down there, and there was a drug interdiction unit down there, since at this time we were fighting the war on drugs, if you will. They really got wiped out by the hurricane, lost homes, they lost cars, and they were in Homestead cut off from the rest of the world, basically. They had no electricity.
Which means no ATM and no credit card.
Exactly. And, you know, people were unfortunately gouging so people could buy things like water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people needed generators for, you know, people that had medical conditions, for example. So it was, and the roads were impassable. You couldn't, even if your car survived the hurricane, you couldn't get in your car and get to Miami because the roads were littered with trees and other debris, and it was a total disaster. So I got a call from, actually it was a NEFI unit down at Homestead Air Force Base, and they said, you know, we know you're a new charity. We're on your board. We know you help federal employees. We need help. And what we need is for you to come down here with cash. And the reason was that people couldn't get to an ATM. They couldn't. The two branches of Homestead Savings and Loan had literally been wiped from the face of the earth. They weren't there anymore. You couldn't go into the bank and get money. And they needed to buy things like water and gas for a generator, or even to buy a generator. So I took out virtually every dollar that FIA had at the time. We were a young charity at the time, didn't have a lot of reserves, and $50, $100 bills, and got them, put them in an envelope, and try to get on a plane in Denver to fly to Miami.
The drug capital of the world.
Exactly, and folks may not realize, but back then we didn't have a war on terrorism, we had a war on drugs.
Yes.
And so here's this nervous white guy carrying $20,000 in cash, getting on a flight to Miami, Florida.
Worse from Brooklyn, no less. Right.
Exactly. And so I was pretty nervous about it, nervous enough that they stopped me, and you know, I was not going to take this money and run it through the machine. I was going to keep it in my hand, and we had quite a discussion with the supervisor, and I finally got through, got to fly to Miami, and sure enough, I got picked up by the DEA.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah. See, let me, I know what's coming, but let me hold that thought, if you will. We'll take a short break here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, federalnewsradio.com.
Recently on Federal News Radio's Federal Tech Talk, sponsored by AT&T.
We are speaking with Tony Celeste, Director of Federal Sales at Brocade, and we're discussing network solutions and services.
We want to simplify the network, get government out of managing their infrastructure, and allow them to focus their time on analyzing their data, improving services to citizens in the warfighter. These are going to be huge benefits that will be seen in the future from standards.
Secure mobile government is here.
Evaluate a department budget at a metro station.
You can now work out in the field with a smartphone and the safety and security of the AT&T network. AT&T extends the cyber defense perimeter of your agency's mobile workforce.
Study new employment stats while teleworking.
Your security is predictive and preventive. Go to att.com/gov/secure to learn how AT&T mobile security can safely connect you to both your agency and constituents. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Would you trust someone with disabilities to test high-tech protective combat gear? Our armed forces do. Source America provides the military with a highly trained, exceptional workforce, people with significant disabilities. In fact, Source America provides vital expertise to thousands of federal customers across the country. For everything from contract closeouts to food service to call center support. Learn more at sourceamerica.org. An Ability One authorized enterprise.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power and MetLife. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Technical and Management Resources, or TMR, is proud to announce their recent preliminary award under the Department of Homeland Security's Eagle II contract. As part of the Eagle II award, TMR will propose and compete on task orders associated with the Functional Category 2 Small Business Track. Founded in 1998 and located in the D.C. metro area, TMR is an IT services company offering professional engineering, planning, and implementation support to federal government agencies and corporate clients. Visit TMRHQ.com to learn more.
Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Visit myvillagegreen.com, listen to past shows, and discover other healthy living resources. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Zymogen and Metagenics.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, picture your family and your home safe and secure with Ackerman Security Systems. Picture yourself controlling your system remotely from your mobile phone anytime, anywhere. Picture yourself watching video clips of happenings at home before your kids get home from school. Picture everything you can do with the money saved by choosing Ackerman Security.
Talk about money saved. Ackerman's award-winning basic monitor ring is only $18.95 a month. And here's a special offer for July only. Get up to 6 months of monitoring free. There really is good reason Ackerman Security Systems is the Washington area's most trusted security company. It's because at Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And with a special like up to 6 months free, why wait? Make the switch to Ackerman. This offer is only good in July. Call today, 888-999-1070, AckermanSecurity.com.
Accessing Federal News Radio.
My
Mike Causey here. Welcome back to Your Turn. We're winding up with Steve Bauer. He's Executive Director of the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund, and we're going to run through again what it takes to apply for one of these no-cost or no-interest loans from FEA if you're a Fed that's been hit by any kind of financial emergency, but particularly because of the furloughs of late. They really hit the Defense Department and IRS employees hardest. But Steve, back to the issue at hand, to recap, it's 1989. Hurricane Andrew hits the southern Florida area. It's one of the top 10 tropical storms of the 20th century. It wipes out Homestead Air Force Base and the area around there. FEA, your outfit, brand new outfit, gets a call from the National Federation of Federal Employees Union, and they said, bring cash, because with no electricity, there are no ATMs, no credit cards are working, so cash is the only thing that's spendable. So you board a plane in Denver with a suitcase full of money. You're a New Yorker. You're heading for Miami, the drug changing capital of the world. That was the height of the drug warfare, so you got stopped with this suitcase full of cash?
Yes, I mentioned DEA, but it actually, in Miami, at that time, it dates it a little bit. It was the U.S. Customs Service that was protecting the border from drug dealers, and they picked me up, but that actually had been prearranged
yes.
by another union, NTEU, that represented customs people. The only way to get to Homestead, because the roads were impassable, was via
yeah.
helicopter. They had Black Hawk helicopters there that did drug interdiction along the coast. They put me in the helicopter, flew me down to Homestead, set me up in a trailer, and we went through that cash very quickly, helping federal employees that needed it desperately.
And, you know, you never think about this, but in a disaster like that, it's total destruction. The grid goes down, and everything, the refrigerator is off. ATMs don't work. Your credit card is no good. You have to deal with cash. And you've been in other situations, I believe, where the Fed's working together, but the Army would supply, or Customs or DEA would supply a Jeep. The Postal Service and the VA would be there with handing out, delivering checks and delivering things, and you're in there with your money.
Absolutely. That's a real key to me, is the fact that the federal employees that were helping in situations like that, who may have lost their homes and lost their cars, are out there helping other people, because that's what they do. And as you said, it may be being sure that people get the government check that they are counting on to pay their bills, or cleaning up a mess, or patrolling the streets. I mean, keeping homes safe from looters. And, you know, it's other public servants, local as well, but the federal employees who really should be home with their loved ones and being sure everybody's okay, or out there helping other folks. So
it's a
pleasure to help them.
The films of 9/11 in New York, and the police and the firemen who went back three and four times, a lot of them who never came out of the Twin Towers building, but they went back to help people because that's in their nature, that's their job. And I saw it after 9/11 here in the attack on the Pentagon. I saw people running into the building, and uniformed personnel running into the building and helping people and acting. It's just, it's an amazing thing. It's really at a horrible hour like that, it brings out the best in people. Steve, very quickly, can you explain again, people who are hit by the furloughs, or again, any bona fide financial emergency, what do they need to do to get a loan from FEA?
They go to FEA.org, FEEA.org. I know there's a link from your website. Right on the homepage, there's a link to, it says Get Help Now, and that will take them right to the application. On the application that they fill out, it tells them the documentation they have to submit, how to send it into us. And we will get back to them very quickly if they include all that documentation, and hopefully help them through whatever their emergency is. And as you pointed out, Mike, it's, we're still getting applications from people, our federal employees in an agency that have not been furloughed but have had some kind of disaster strike their family, and we're continuing to process those as well. And we also provide grants in many cases, not loans. Grants don't have to be repaid to people that have had things like fires in their home, or we had the recent tornadoes in Moore, Oklahoma that impacted a lot of people. The aeronautical center of the FAA is down there where they train all controllers, so a lot of people live right in that area, and a number of them who lost their homes. It's very sad and unfortunate and amazing. Lightning does strike twice. They lost their homes in a similar tornado that had a similar path a number of years ago, and we helped them back then.
Well, I was talking with our producer, Sean McCallie. He's been listening to the show aptly as running the board, and he said it's really inspiring, and you must feel very good about your job.
I'm twice blessed. I had a federal career, or maybe I should say thrice blessed, because I have a wonderful family and friends. But I had a great federal career, and now I've been able to do this since I retired from federal service. And you can tell, Sean, at the FIA.org, where you can hit the Get Help Now, there's also a Give Now button.
Okay. He's got it in his checkbook even as we speak. He's an online kind of guy.
Well, yeah, there you go. Or you can bring a check down, because I will be seeing you at the FDR conference.
That's right.
Next week. And we are the official charity of the FDR conference. I mean, another great thing supported by a lot of the corporations that provide drawing prizes. We're not allowed to call it a raffle. And people contribute. We often raise around $5,000 down there during that conference.
I went to a National Active and Retired Federal Employees convention last year, I believe, and they had a very active fundraiser for FIA as well. So a lot of people do it. And again, those corporate sponsors are GEICO, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Long Term Care Partners. And who else did you say?
Angility Corporation, Compass Rose Charities, Federal Employee Defense Services are regular contributors year after year. Angility is a new one this year. I heard on the news earlier today that Lockheed Martin had record profits as a government contractor, despite all that's going on with sequestration and so on. We'd love to see some more of these corporations that have significant roles to play with federal employees come on board and help us out in this particularly bad time of need.
Yeah, good thing to do and good PR. Yeah, Angility is based in Chantilly, I know, and they're a new corporate sponsor for you. And again, your call, your signals, and then we'll sign off here. How do people get in touch with FIA?
The best way, the quickest way, is FIA.org, FEA.org. Our phone numbers are there, including toll-free numbers that people can call us. They can get the application and right from the homepage, Get Help Now, and they can give online as well with Give Now right there, and it'll take them right to the appropriate place.
Very good. We'll see.
Hearing from employees.
I'll see you next week at the Federal Dispute Resolution Conference. And meanwhile, from Sean and I, the check is in the mail, and we'll see you later on. Have a good week, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.